KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school playoff volleyball action last night in Class 1A regional semifinals, it was Newell Fonda downing Logan Magnolia in Region 2, 3-1. St. Albert advanced with a 3-0 sweep over Coon Rapids Baird. Also last night, it was Gladbrook Rhinebeck defeating BCLUW in Region 4. 3-0. Stanton beat Grandview Christian in a 3-game sweep as well. In Region 5 in Class 1A, Southeast Warren beat Southwest Valley in 3, and New London top Melcher Dallas 3-0. In Class 2A regional semis last night, it was Region 2 Boyden Hull beating Hinton 3-1. Lawton Bronson downing Missouri Valley 3-2. In Region 3, Underwood beat Trainer 3-0. It was Van Meter over Nottoway Valley in 3. Also in Region 4 in Class 2A, East Sac County defeating ACGC 3-2, and South Hardin, a winner over Woodward Granger 3-0. Those winners advancing on to the regional finals. Our regional finals are set for tonight for the larger classes. In 3A tonight at Creston in Region 4, it'll be Red Oak versus Knoxville. Also in Class 4A tonight in Region 1 at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School, Carroll will play Sergeant Bluff Luton. And in Region 2 at Glenwood, Glenwood hosting Lewis Central. Those winners punch their ticket to the state tournament. Well, the Iowa State-Baylor football game, scheduled for November 7th, has had its kickoff time now set. That game at Jack Trey Stadium will kick at 6 o'clock Central Time. Fox Sports 1 will have the televised broadcast of that contest. Iowa State sophomore running back Breece Hall was honored by the Big 12 Conference for his performance against Oklahoma State on Saturday, earning co-offensive player of the week accolades from the league office. It was the second weekly award for Hall already this season. A native of Wichita, Kansas, Hall continued his push for national awards by rushing for a career-high 185 yards against one of the top defenses in the nation at number 6, Oklahoma State. Hall averaged 9.2 yards per carry and galloped for a 66-yard touchdown run, his 9th rushing touchdown of the season, and that ranks 3rd in the nation. Hall also had a 70-yard run and caught 4 passes in that game. Hall's numbers in 2020 solidify him as one of the elite rushers nationally. He leads all NCAA players in yards per game, 100-yard rushing games, and 65-plus yard runs. His streak of 5 straight 100-yard rushing efforts ties for the 3rd best string in school history. Hall is averaging 6.3 yards per carry on the year. That's on pace to break ISU's single-season school mark. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell still has confidence in kicker Connor Asali. The senior missed 2 field goals in a 24-21 loss at 6th-ranked Oklahoma State, one from 39 yards, the other from 48.
Probably right at his max on, you know, the 48-yard field goal. You know, definitely had a lot of, you know, certainly had the leg to make it, you know, just a hair off to the left. And then, you know, for a right-footed kicker on the right hash, you know, I think that's, you know, that's not the easiest kick and, you know, a situation for him that, you know, just I think you look at all those in isolation a little bit. None of them are the easiest, and yet he's a fifth-year senior who's done and played really well for us, at least early in the football season.
Asali is 5 of 8 on field goal attempts so far this season.
I think you take a look at it, you get back to work, and you know you're a hair off on both of them, and you just keep pounding away. So I think Connor, kind of like our team, just a hair off a little bit on Saturday, and kind of back to work and making sure we regain that inch.
Campbell says the Cyclones still need to be better at finishing drives.
Dictating the pace of the game is big for our team, but you know, I think the ability to slow it down or speed it up based on, you know, the game, the sequence, and what we're doing, I think all those things, having the ability to do all those things are really important.
Now, next up for the Cyclones is a match against Kansas, and their coach, Les Miles, remains confident that the Jayhawk program is making strides. KU is 0-5, and the games haven't even been close. The latest was a 55-14 pounding at the hands of Kansas State.
I think our guys are working towards a much improved football team, but I think also there's some youthful men that are playing a lot of football for us, and we're going to enjoy them eventually. It's just there are some growing pains.
The Jayhawks are without one of their top players in Puka Williams. The junior running back opted out after 4 games, citing family and health reasons.
We miss him. We'd certainly recognize his abilities, but we'll be fine. And we feel comfortable with what we put out there in terms of our running backs.
Freshman Jalen Daniels has taken over at quarterback and threw for 207 yards in the loss to K-State.
We don't want the turnover, and so I get that, okay? But he makes, when he makes a quality decision, he makes a ball that's thrown that is, you know, very, very capable.
Miles says Daniels' mobility is a strength.
He can move his feet and get himself out of trouble and can gain yards. So down the road, this guy's going to get rid of the ball a little quicker and make sure that he's, you know, has the opportunity to the hill, open seam, and go.
That game Saturday will be an 11 o'clock kickoff Central Time. That game in Lawrence, Kansas, the Cyclones and the Jayhawks. Well, Wisconsin coach Paul Christ isn't discussing quarterback Graham Mertz's status following reports that the redshirt freshman has tested positive for COVID-19. Christ did say he was confident the ninth-ranked Badgers game Saturday at Nebraska would go on as scheduled. Big Ten protocols say that athletes who test positive through point-of-contact daily testing must take a chain reaction test to confirm the result. The athlete can't play again for at least 21 days if the PCR test confirms that first result. Number 10 Florida resumed meetings and practices Monday for the first time in 2 weeks. The Gators got back to work after 30 players and coaches tested positive for COVID-19, causing the Southeastern Conference to postpone two of the team's games. The Gators are scheduled to host Missouri on Saturday. Purdue coach Jeff Brohm says he plans to return to the sidelines Saturday at Illinois. Brohm has been in self-isolation for more than a week since testing positive for COVID-19. Big Ten rules require him to isolate for 10 days before returning to work. Missouri wide receiver Maurice Massey has been dismissed from the team after he was arrested during the weekend. Boone County Sheriff's Department records show Massey was arrested Sunday on suspicion of third-degree domestic assault, fourth-degree assault, and first-degree property damage. The Southeastern Conference has fined Mississippi coach Lane Kiffin $25,000 for his complaints about officiating on social media following Saturday's loss to Auburn. The conference also said the replay official should have stopped play to review the call after Mississippi's fourth quarter kickoff appeared to have touched the right hand of Auburn's Sean Shivers. The Rebels recovered in the end zone, but the on-field call was that Shivers didn't touch it, and the play wasn't halted for review. The Los Angeles Rams rebounded from their Week 6 loss to the San Francisco 49ers by stifling the Chicago Bears. The Rams' defense allowed just 279 net yards and 3 points in a 24-10 win over the Bears. Taylor Rapp made an end zone interception on a pass deflection by Troy Hill. The Rams held Chicago to 182 yards over the first three quarters in building a 24-3 lead. Josh Reynolds and Gerald Everett caught touchdown passes from Jared Goff, who threw for 219 yards. Eddie Jackson returned a fumble 8 yards with 7.5 minutes left for Chicago's only touchdown. Both those teams are now 5-2 on the season. In other NFL news, Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. will miss the rest of the season because of a torn knee ligament. Beckham was hurt in Sunday's 37-34 win at Cincinnati. His second season in Cleveland ended when his left leg buckled while trying to make a tackle after Baker Mayfield's first pass was intercepted. Carolina Panthers coach Matt Rhule said it's a possibility that star running back Christian McCaffrey could return to action Thursday night against Atlanta. McCaffrey was back on the practice field yesterday wearing a red jersey signifying an injured player, and he remains on the team's injured reserve list for now. He did not practice, working instead with the training staff. The 2019 All-Pro running back has missed the past 5 games with a high ankle sprain. McCaffrey was off to a solid start with 223 yards from scrimmage and 4 touchdowns in the first 2 games. He left a Week 2 loss to the Buccaneers in the fourth quarter and hasn't practiced since. Well, the Big 12 Conference has announced its men's basketball schedule for the 2020-21 season. That schedule features a double round-robin format for the 10th consecutive season. Conference action begins in December with a pair of games before being scheduled to conclude on February 27th. The league will break from conference play on January 30th to play the previously announced SEC Big 12 Challenge, which features the Iowa State Cyclones traveling to Mississippi State. Iowa State opens conference action December 15th, hosting Kansas State. 3 days later, the Cyclones face West Virginia in Morgantown. After a break for non-conference games and the holiday, Iowa State resumes Big 12 action on January 2nd against Baylor at Hilton Coliseum. The Cyclones will host Kansas on Saturday, February 13th. The Big 12 season wraps up on Saturday, February 27th at home against TCU for Iowa State. The league will have the week of March 1st through the 5th off before heading to Kansas City for the Big 12 championships. Iowa State women's basketball team announced its 2020-21 Big 12 conference schedule Monday, and due to the unprecedented nature of this season, the Big 12 has elected to begin its conference slate in early December to allow more scheduling flexibility. With the adjusted timeline, Iowa State will open the 2020-21 conference slate with a road tilt with the Horned Frogs of TCU December 2nd. Iowa State will hold its Big 12 home opener Friday, December 18th against Kansas State. They'll wrap up their 18-game Big 12 schedule with senior night against West Virginia on Wednesday, February 24th. The women's basketball championship for the Big 12 will be in Kansas City from March 11th through the 14th. ESPN won't hold college basketball tournaments in a Florida bubble next month. ESPN Events issued a statement Monday saying it had set out to create a protected environment in Orlando, but those plans changed due to certain challenges surrounding testing protocols. The ESPN Events says it will resume those events again next season. And NASCAR now hopes to resume its Cup Series playoff race at Texas Motor Speedway today, but the forecast may not cooperate. Similar weather conditions were in the forecast for Tuesday and into Wednesday. The race was stopped on Sunday because of drizzle and misty conditions that allowed drivers to complete just 52 of 334 laps. Another 115 laps have to be completed to get to the halfway mark of 167 laps that would make Texas an official race. That's a check of sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.